and so forth, but Milt, we're going to count on you to elaborate on the subject for us, okay?
Well, January things have actually 9th. Not improved very much, Mesa. The it's still cold. As a matter of fact, I just went up and stepped outside in order to check. It occurred to me
that's important, Milt, that you do that once in a while.
Yes, it's always a good idea. I learned that a long time ago. I think the thing that occurred to me is that some of these words we use to explain things really are inadequate. Cold, for instance, really doesn't express what we have outside. I think if you want to get the proper definition of cold today, you should do as I did. Step outside and stand there for, perhaps 30 seconds, and in that time you will realize what cold is.
That's true. What's cold to one person is not really as cold to another person, depending upon how much outside activity you get.
Yes, and how well protected you are, of course.
Right. True.
As you mentioned, we should be protected today when we go outside. If your proper clothing, of course, will allow us to go out and quite freely. And if you look outside, it's really kind of deceptive. That bright sunshine, of course, on the snow and the clear blue sky, it's the typical Minnesota day, except that the temperature, of course, and the wind chills are down. I had a call a while ago from an individual who wanted to know what the wind chill would calculate out with a temperature of minus 38 and a wind of 25, and it checks out at exactly 100 below zero, so that's indicative of what we can get. What's around the area? We had a low of 36 below this morning up at Embarrass, Minnesota, so the cold is really not very far away. It looks like colder across the entire area tonight, and here in the Twin Cities, cold right through tomorrow with mostly clear skies. That high this afternoon, not over 10 below. Northwest winds through the day and through most of the night, averaging 50 to at least 20 miles an hour. Wind chills will be somewhere in the 50 to 60 below range. Temperature right now, Mesa, under a clear sky, barometer 30.26, and falling is 15 below zero.
Ooh, chilly, but still, as you mentioned, it is beautiful.
Yes.
Sunshine and it's clear.
And the wind chill is now 53.
Very good. Thank you, Milt. There goes Milt. He's going to go and step outside again and continue checking. Make sure it's...
Well, we'll get them again, but not for a couple of days. Today's highs around the five-state area, all of them below zero. And St. Paul actually had a high of 10 below, but that was at midnight today, as I was 12 below, 15 below at Alexandria. Duluth, minus 24, and International Falls, minus 24 degrees. Eau Claire, minus 15. Warmed up as you got into Iowa and the Dakotas. We actually got some temperatures above zero out there. We here in the cities, as we look at our almanac, got to 10 below. Minus 10, that was at midnight. Minus 20 below is the low. That's our current temperature also. Average temperatures for this date, 21 above and 3 above. Records, 43 above in 1939, minus 32 in 1977. Currently, the temperature is 20 degrees below zero. Mostly cloudy skies. Wind chill, 68 below. Humidity at 50%. Winds are out of the northwest at 21, gusting to 30 miles an hour. Pressure is now rising. No precipitation measured at the airport. What we have going on is what the weather folks call a ground blizzard. It means that the winds are blowing. They're kicking up a lot of that loose snow that's around 3 to 4 inches of it laying around. It is causing very hazardous driving conditions. Traveler's advisories have been issued for tonight and tomorrow because of the blowing snow, dropping visibilities down to under a mile quite often. What's causing all the problems? A large high-pressure system up in Canada that ridges down through Minnesota and the Dakotas. It's laying a lot of that cold air just pour into the five-state region. Winds, traveler's advisories, cold temperatures throughout the five-state area, partly cloudy skies in the south, a little snow to the east, back to the west, clear and warm, would you believe, in the southwest. Our satellite photo, you can see what's happening. Very interesting. Let's climb a little further. These are 8 o'clock temperatures, 19 below here in the cities, 24 below in Duluth, 25 below in Alexandria, 24 below up in Fargo. Now, add that to the winds, and we're going to show you what's going to happen here in a second. Winds have been blowing tremendously all day, mostly out of the northwest, gusting to 36 miles an hour here in the cities, 34 miles an hour in Duluth, 21 in International Falls, 37 miles per hour at Alexandria. You can see 30 and 40 mile an hour wind gusts throughout Minnesota. Combine those two, you come up with wind chill, and this is what they look like at 8 o'clock. 72 below here in the cities, minus 80 in Duluth, minus 81 in International Falls, Alexandria, 91 degrees below zero. We may see that here in the cities before we're done. Our forecast for tonight, it does not look good. Stay inside if you can. Traveler's advisories, cold, windy, flurries, northwest winds, lows 25 to 30 below. Tomorrow, it goes on. Winds northwest, 15 to 30 miles an hour. Highs minus 7 to minus 12. Lows minus 19 to minus 24. Wind chills again tomorrow. minus 60 below. Monday, partly cloudy sunshine. Tuesday and Wednesday, and the highs get up into the teens, lows below zero all 3 days.
Warms up from the beginning of the week. I wonder if Lou...